Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
533, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. The weather is miserable. I'm just telling you right now, the winds are picking up. We've got really heavy rains out here. Why my son is still working over at the golf club. Who the hell is golfing in this? You got to be totally bat crap crazy to be golfing in this. But, you know, Joe works there. He earns his money and, you know, pays part of the bills for school. And yeah, I don't know what the heck he's doing. But anyway, this is just the beginning of it. Just so you know, this is going to be with us and it's going to get worse. There you go. We got heavy rain. We've got thunderstorms, 1 to 2 inches of rain through the overnight, and it's going to be with us through the evening, through the overnight, through all day tomorrow. So make sure you're listening to John Reed first thing in the morning. There could be some flooding issues. I don't know. There's a tornado watch in effect that's going to remain in effect. Okay, so there's all the bad news. Now, here's even worse news. Kamala Harris has picked an out-and-out communist to run with her, and nobody's holding these nitwits accountable. It's, what, 18, 19 days since she was handed the nomination. She won't talk to the press. Former President Trump held a press conference at Mar-a-Lago, and I don't know, I'm hearing little bits and pieces of it. I personally, and again, nobody's asking me for my advice, but I'm giving it. I want to see President Trump out in these swing states. I want him in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, North Carolina. He's got to go there in person. Why? J.D. Vance is a nice guy, but he's running for vice president. And these are places where a personal appearance from the president, the presidential candidate, means so much. Anyway, it's just me bloviating. Let me ask my friend Dr. Keith Ablo to join us and bloviate in front of all of us for just a moment or two. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I am doing well. I am I'm dealing with some weather here. I'm hoping that up in my other beloved Commonwealth, things are okay.
It's okay for now. It looks like it could degenerate a little bit. It's cloudy and maybe, you know, we've had tons of rain. Yeah. So it could certainly be headed in that direction, for sure.
If only it would wash off the leftist stain that is all over that that formerly wonderful place known as Massachusetts. But I don't think that's going to happen, is it?
I don't think that's going to happen. What would be left? I don't know. It's really an amazing thing. Although there is hope. I saw a Trump flag in Newburyport.
You did not.
Up in, yes. Trump was right about everything, the flag says. And it's,
wow.
I could probably a well hit baseball from my cottage to that wonderful gentleman's place. Would hit the wall, and I'm going to knock on his door and introduce myself and hand him a copy of my book and say, hey, here you go, man.
Yeah,
it's good to be, you know, there's a friendly in the area.
Exactly. He sounds like somebody who needs to trump his life. There's no doubt about that. Well, Keith, I just want you to have at it, my friend. Since we spoke last, we've got this Tim Walz. It's clear to me, now, maybe I'm reading something into it, but it's clear to me that the Jew haters in the Democrat Party would rather risk losing the state of Pennsylvania than pick a Jew to actually run with Kamala Harris. I mean, to me, it's appalling.
It seems clear to me that they've decided that they don't want to risk their base, which is anti-Semitic, in some measure. They don't want to risk that. They don't want people to stay home because they pick a Jewish person as number two. That is appalling and just testimony to the fact that, you know, I mean, in so many ways we've come so far, and in some ways it feels like we haven't.
Yep.
And it's always the left. It seems to me like they say, well, you know, the right, you know, the folks on the right, they're reactionary, they're this, they're that. I think the tolerance level from Democrats is like zero.
That's right.
Right? I mean, what they want to tolerate is any kind of different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of differences between people, not so much.
That's right.
Especially if those folks, you know, happen to be Jewish. And, you know, this country as a constitutional republic, I'll remind you, is based on Hebrew principles.
That's right.
And Christian ideals. But
that's
the
right.
Judeo-Christian foundation of this country is the reason for the Constitution existing.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So, in essence, what they're saying is they hate the country. Because the country's based on these principles that we share, but that's not any surprise because that was the Barack Obama platform touring the world saying we suck.
Yeah. Now,
we suck.
This is the natural continuation, right? This is the, hey, not to worry, we're going to finish breaking America ticket.
This is, you know, Bernie Sanders on steroids.
Yep.
But of course, they wouldn't tolerate him because he's Jewish. So they stole it from him. They've stolen it from another Jewish person now in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
And so it's pretty clear to me that there's no tolerance for Jewish folks. What's strange to me, by the way, is that any Jewish person would find some comfort in voting Democrat. It's odd. You know, I remember, you know, I have a dear friend of mine, Paul Carlucci, who was the publisher of the New York Post, great friend of mine.
Okay.
And he said, he asked me about, well, a couple members of my family. At that time, I said, well, I can't believe it, Paul, but they might vote for Obama. He said, "What? But Keith, you're Jewish.
Yeah.
Are they not Jewish? I said, yeah, no, they are. He said, well, they can't do that. But, you know, Farrakhan and the rest of it, we forget.
That's right. Right.
But that embrace of Louis Farrakhan, who, you know, basically spoke about getting rid of Jewish people.
Yeah. But you know.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As well as I do sitting here, Keith, that come election time, all of our good friends in Marblehead and Swampscott, and we're right. Every shul is going to have 100% turnout, and they're going to vote for the team that turned their back on the Jewish guy. And for the life of me, I need professional counseling because I can't figure it out.
The only thing I can think of is that there's some kind of psychological stance that the Jewish community is vulnerable to, which suggests that if you throw your lot in with those you perceive to be marginalized, that you'll be embraced by them.
Mm.
That's not the case.
No, no.
Right? These people are clear. They've said it, like they're not your friends.
That's right.
And this sort of self-destruction that someone might argue the Jewish community is walking toward is really you know, to be avoided. It's a tremendously bad idea. These people don't like you.
How often do you think, and let me remind everybody, Dr. Keith Amblo is joining us. Keith is, number one, a brilliant guy and somebody I just take such great delight in chatting with. But in addition to that, an amazing author, talented artist. You're a real Renaissance man. I can't even spell Renaissance, but you're a Renaissance man. And
I don't think I could either, so we're okay. Together on that.
But you are, and the Trump Your Life is one of the books by Keith that you have to get. But, Keith, let me ask you about the comfort level that we're seeing with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz lie about things. Tim Walz has completely and totally lied about his service, claiming to have served for longer than he did, claiming that he retired at a rank that he never achieved. And you would think this would be disqualifying. Frankly, I would think that you couldn't be such a depraved human being that you would engage in stolen valor.
Well, one would think that, but then you would think about a guy like Joe Biden, and you'd say, well, there's somebody who, you know, plagiarized things during his academic career, yep, who tells all kinds of tall tales about his whole personal history. And you say, well, wait, well, maybe people have been coaxed so far from the truth, so far from reality, by virtue of social media and by virtue of all these examples, yeah, of left-leaning politicians, coaxed because they would maintain that you should even address people by the pronouns they choose, mind not the realities of their anatomy and genetics.
Right.
Well, are we going to argue now about somebody's military record? Like, talk about splitting hairs. Like, really? I mean, Kim Walz, if he wants to be a woman tomorrow and says, I am, we're all supposed to use she and her. For Tina.
That's right.
Tina Walz.
That's right.
And I'm supposed to worry about whether he stole his valor,
yeah,
which is non-existent?
Yeah. I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. I don't even know why I raised that point. You're right. I mean, here's a guy who said, well, of course, young men in the boys' bathrooms in elementary school and middle school and high school, of course they should have tampons, but, you know, to deal with their menstrual cycle. And by the way, and this is the one that is so terrifying, Keith, and you've talked about it so many times, this Tim Walz says, hey, your kids belong to the state of Minnesota, and if we decide we're going to engage in genital mutilation with them, that's our business, not yours.
Well, exactly right. The state, as parent, you as an individual having no authority, no agency, you don't have the right to parent your children, but you also don't have the right to your own self.
Yeah.
Right? That's why the left has become the party of taxing, of innumerable regulations. You can't live your life because you're buried in a million different rules that if you break one, they can put you in jail. And that's intentional. It's to paralyze you in a web of immobilizing rules and regulations where you just throw up your hands and say, all right, fine. Just tell me what to do, okay? Maybe send me some checks or something, because I can't navigate this as an independent, autonomous creature. You win. Well, they're not going to win. We can't let them win. But you're right. Trump has to get out there. He has to get to as many states as he possibly could. Remember 2016 when he was in, four different states within a day or
That's
something
right.
or more?
Yep.
He's got to be that guy. He's got to get out there and assume that everything's in play.
Absolutely. You are, as per usual, spot on. Hey, Keith, I always want people to avail themselves of you and the website, keithablow.com. You got all sorts of resources there. The book, Trump Your Life, Amazon, best way to get it?
That's the best way to get it. And okay. You know what? Read through it. Open it to any lesson. Anything you learn from this guy is going to stand you in good stead. Any of the 25 lessons on how to channel the qualities of a guy who gets shot, stands up, pumps his fist in the air, and says, fight.
It's a hell of a guy. Keith, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Dr. Keith Ablow. Go to his website, keithablow.com, keithablow.com. All sorts of information, material. He works with people. He's doing great coaching work, getting people to their top level of performance. One of the things I love about him. And again, so many books that he's written, but the one that really is important to you right now, the most important, is Trump Your Life, and you can find that at Amazon. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.